And the fame thereof was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph's brethren are come, and it pleased Pharaoh well, and his servants. Now if thou shalt kill all this people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying, So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was noised throughout all the country. And they said unto him, From a very far country thy servants are come, because of the name of the Lord thy God. For we have heard the fame of him and all that he did in Egypt. For he was wiser than all men, than Athan the Ezrahite, and Heman and Talcol, and Darda the sons of Mahol, and his fame was in all nations round about. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. Howbeit I believed not the words, until I came, and mine eyes had seen it. And behold, a half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. And the fame of David went out into all lands, and the Lord brought the fear of him upon all nations. And David said, Solomon my son is young and tender, and the house that is to be builded for the Lord must be exceeding magnifical, of fame and of glory throughout all countries. I will therefore now make preparation for it. So David prepared abundantly before his death. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, she came to prove Solomon with hard questions at Jerusalem, with a very great company and camels that bear spices and gold in abundance, and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. Howbeit, I believed not their words until I came, and mine eyes had seen it. And behold, the one half of the greatness of thy wisdom was not told me, for thou exceedest the fame that I heard. For Mordecai was great in the king's house, and his fame went out throughout all the provinces. For this man Mordecai waxed greater and greater. Destruction and death say, We have heard the fame thereof with our ears. And I will set a sign among them, and I will send those that escape of them unto the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, that draw the bow, to Tubal and Javan, to the isles afar off, that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. We have heard the fame thereof. Our hands wax feeble. Anguish hath taken hold of us, and pain as of a woman in travail. Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee, and I will save her that halteth, and gather her that was driven out. And I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. And his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy. And he healed them. Of went abroad into all that land. And when Jesus departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, at that time Herod the Tetrarch heard of the fame of Jesus, and said unto And immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And the fame of him went out into every place of the country round about. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear, and to be healed by him of their infirmities.